Do I have experience with burnout in journalism? Yes. Yeah, for sure. It just feels like dragging yourself through the day and like loss of excitement over something that was like once a dream to do. And that can be like really depressing when you're like, wow, my college self would be so thrilled that I'm here right now, and yet I feel like I'm just getting through each task. Honestly, like the real solution, and this is like not accessible to everybody, but I have started taking like 2 weeks between jobs. So because when I work as a contractor, I'm usually working from like 4 to 6 months at a time on a project. And usually by the end, I feel really like spent and exhausted. And so when I'm like talking to someone about taking a new contract, I will kind of give myself a buffer of 2 weeks between the end of the previous one and the start of the next one. And I have found that 2 weeks to be super, super restorative, like doing the things that I've been putting off or just like allowing my brain to reset and sending an out-of-office message and just like not doing any work. And that has been super helpful. So advice that I have for people who are early in their careers about looking at a workplace is like, first of all, if you have like gone through an internship, like make friends with the other interns. Keep those people in your life because you're probably going to be looking at the same jobs or working at sort of the same companies. And I found that it's really helpful to just ask your group chat, like, hey, I'm interviewing at this place. Like, what are the vibes? Like, what have you heard? What is their reputation like? Also, red flags would be if a lot of people have been leaving. Like, I would search on Twitter or something, like the name of the organization, and just see if there's like a mass exodus of employees who are leaving. Like, I would see that as a red flag. And I would also recommend like reaching out to people who currently work there or who just left and asking like what their experience has been like. Honestly, like this is the big advice that like encompasses everything I just said. Like, I would think about it like a reporter and like report it out. Like, call people, research, you know, approach it like you're doing a story on what it's like to work at that organization. Something I've been doing is putting in cover letters the type of workplace that I want to be in, because as an industry, we've had issues with like abusive hosts or like power differentials between like producers and executive producers and hosts. It's like saying like, I want to work in a collaborative environment. I want to be in a place where even when we disagree on an editorial matter or whatever, like we've remained respectful of each other. I think like stating those values upfront in your cover letter lets people know, like, if you're looking for somebody who you can like bully into doing XYZ, I'm not the person for you. And if you don't get hired, like, if that's a reason why they won't hire you, like, that's actually a good thing in the long term. Green flags would be like, you know, somebody paying you for an edit test, giving you really clear timelines about what their hiring process is going to be like, and having like a union, I would say, is a huge green flag. What would you tell newsrooms that are hoping and trying to do better in terms of attracting and retaining young talent? I would say, like, have a clear pathway for advancement and mentorship opportunities. In my industry, in audio, we have a real problem with like people being sort of kept at like one level until you can basically prove that you're already doing the next job. And the other one I would say is like, just basic like humane workplace practices, like let people, you know, work from home and give them like paid time off and actual like meaningful development opportunities. Basically, like actually really investing in people. I think we're like no longer living in a world where everybody is working from New York and LA, and I think that's a really good thing, and especially for young people who those cities are not affordable to live in. I think it makes a lot of sense to be flexible with where people are working from because, you know, people want to be human beings in addition to employees.